So, in India, still, a Brahma is called Pandit, Panditji. Just as you know, our Prime Minister was Pandit Jawaharlal. He happened to be a Saraswat Brahmin. Sanatana Goswami, he also a Saraswat Brahmin by caste. But he has placed himself Neej Jati. Neej Sangli Khotita Alham Ubushaya Kupe Puri Vaini. He could understand that these people call me Pandit. Pandit means one who knows everything. The ultimate Pandit is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandita Samadarsana. Pandit means he sees every living entity on the equal level. That is real Pandit. Panditasa, Siddhadinaya Sampanye, Brahmane, Ravi Hastini, Suni Cheta Sapateta, Panditasa Madhas. He is really Pandit. That is spiritual. And materially Pandit, that is also mentioned by Chanakya Pandit. His moral instruction. He gives a description of a Pandit. Mātrimat paradāre hu parodhate hu lostabha sātava sarvabhūte hu japasrati sa Pandit. He never says that anyone who has passed in any degree, a PhD degree, he is Pandit. No. The taste of Pandit is here. From moral instruction, that anyone who sees all other women except his wife as mother, this one. This is the test. Madhriva Paradhari. Who can Paradhambesu Adas property as garbage in this field? Nobody touches. And Atmavatsali says who treats everyone as his own self. If anyone has learned these three things, then he is good. And spiritually, when one sees that all living entities, maybe in different types of bodies, he is very soul, part and parcel of God, then he is good. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasosati Nakantati Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu Madhavati Ravati Para. These are Devi's instructions. Pranathan Goswami, although your minister in Mahavindan government, Abhav Hussain Sahib, but in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to his knowledge. The Brahma Vyavahare Kaha Pandit. Actually, I am not Pandit. But in village, in ordinary common sense, because I happen to be a Brahmana, they call me Pandit. I also accept as Pandit. But my real position is that I am such a Pandit, such a learned man, that I do not know what is good for me. This is my position. He submitted. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his guru, why guru is necessary? Tadvijana. When we are perplexed that I do not know what is my actually goal of life, what is beneficial for me. Just like Arjuna did, when he was talking with Krishna on equal terms, two friends, but when he saw that the actual solution is not coming, then he submitted himself to Krishna that Krishna, now you are not friends. You are friends, but treat me as your disciple. Hishrati ham sadhimam prabandham. So, make me Pandit. I am talking our foolishly. I am Kshatriya, it is my duty to fight, and I am denying it. I know that I am deviating from my duty. So, how it has happened, what is the cause? So kindly, Sishakti, I am submitting myself before you as your student. Sadhman prapannam, I am surrendering. So one has to learn the philosophy of life from the person superior. Spiritual master, Sadhijanatham sa guru meva abhidhate. Do not remain papa that I am all learned, I know it. That is false. One has to submit. In order to know the solution of life, we have to submit to the proper spiritual master. That is essential. Tadvijanatham sa guru meva abhivacche. This is basic Indian science. This abhivacche, this word is used when it is meant much. There is no escape. We have seen big personalities, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself, but he accepted Ishwar Puri as his guru. Krishna, he also accepted his guru as Sandipuni. Lord Ramchandra, he accepted his guru as Vasishtha. So it is necessary. Krishna, Ram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is supreme in instruction, full of knowledge, everything. Avisadjasya samadrasya, eegyasya. There is nothing short, but still, to show as example, the accepted Guru. That is essential. So here, Sanatana Goswami, he is also born in a very well-to-do Brahmin family. He was well situated as minister in charge of the government of Husensa. So everything was quite alright. And still, he thought himself as niche jati. Niche jati, niche sangi. Yes, niche jati, niche sangi, potito alhom, kubushaya kuke puri mahinita. If he remained, papa, that I am born in such and such family, I am educated in such and such, and I am fostered in such and such course, so now my life is successful. That is false. Life is successful when we understand that here it is said, aparad hitai kisi na jani, when we understand what is the goal of life. Not the temporary position, I'm getting good salary, I'm very nicely posted, I've got good family, and so on. No, one must know the goal of life. The goal of life is that we are fallen in this material world, samarana. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anadi karama phale pori bhavan namasya. Now when a man is fallen in the ocean or in the water, he is asking help. He cannot say that, how did you fall? What was the cause? So that we shall discuss later. First of all, say, that is the immediate necessity. There is no, sometimes you have forgotten that how a living entity is fallen in this material. Yes. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ichchādesa samutthena sarvijyān hi parantava. Ichchādesa. Actually, we are servant of God. That is our real position. But we sometimes become envious. So why shall I become servant of God? This is slave mentality. Sometimes we are accused, the Vaishnavas are of slave mentality because we want to serve God. And the Maharaj is just saying that we are so exalted that I am as good as God. I am God. That is it. But actually, nobody is God here, everyone is servant. He is simply falsely thinking that he is God, he is master, he is this or that. We are not very nice example in the life of Mr. Nixon. You are thinking that everything I'm in that. But now, what is his position? You can understand. So similarly, everyone, nobody is master. The master is Krishna. That is stated in the Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekola Ishvara Krishna Arasa Bhritya. The master is there, that is Krishna. And everyone is servant. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. we living entities, we are eternally servants of God. Krishna means God, one who attracts everyone. That is Krishna. And Krishna is not accepted by everyone. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadirani Govinda Sarvakarma Karanam Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. These are the basic evidences. So, actually, nobody can be a master. Everyone is servant. And that we are servant of God, or we are servant of God. Nobody can be master. If anyone has no master, then he gives a pet dog to be the nation. That is nature, we can see. One is servant of his wife, one is servant of his parents, or government service, or his service. Nobody can claim that I am the master. That is not possible. That is also temporary. But actually, this is the position of all living entities. Everyone is servant. But in the material sense, he is servant of Maya, servant of senses. Servant of Maya means servant of senses. And spiritual life means, instead of becoming servant of Maya, or servant of senses, we become servant of Krishna, or God. That is, servant is a limit. We have to change the position. And if we become servant of God, then we become happy. And if we remain servant of God or Maya, then we remain happy. We have to change the position. Kamadinam pratidhana pratidhana palita dhunmitesa Vidhana Maina Karuna Jata Natapano Pusati. One intelligent Brahmin is offering. By Lord, I have become servant of so many senses. But neither the senses are satisfied, neither I am satisfied. This is the result of my service. Therefore, now I have got my intelligence that I want to become your servant. So I have experience that I become a servant of my family, servant of my society, servant of my country, and so on and so on. But nobody, neither my so-called master was satisfied, neither I was. We see practical examples, there are many examples in our country. Mahatma Gandhi, he dedicated his life for the service of the country. Nobody can doubt about his service. But what is the result? His master killed him. He worked for his country. He took country as his master and he worked so hard and his countrymen killed him. One, we should take lesson from this, that you cannot satisfy in this material world by becoming servant of your family or community, society, nation. No, it is not possible. You can satisfy very easily Krishna by little self. By little self. Sarvamamiyasva dharamasva. So, this is intelligence. How to become a servant of Krishna? That is the perfection of life. Mukti, that means mukti. Mukti does not mean you get four hands and eight heads, no. Mukti means, as it is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti Hityan Karupam Sarupena Avastiti. That is, Sarupena, evilly, constitutionally, as servant of God, of Krishna. Now I have become servant of God and man. So if I give up this practice, and again become servant of God, that is mukti. That is mukti. Mukti, hitta, annabhāvipa. We are trying to become, we are maya means, which is not, maya. We are, every one of us, we are thinking I am master. I am the monarch of all I serve. Everyone is saying, I will make my class, I make my survey, and I become king. And that is maya. You cannot become. You are already servant of maya. Pratityaksya maharani guni karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimunatma satta ham niti mannati. Everyone is under these classes of this material law. He cannot violate similar each. And he still did aspect. Ahankara vimunatma, by false prestige, is thinking that I am the master. I was asking this morning, God is this independence. Meaning, actually, he is very independent. His independence has its meaning. If you are completely under the rules and regulations of the material nature, what is the meaning of this independence? So those who are funded, they do not take it as independent. They do not take it. Therefore, Krishna is I do not know what is independence. I am dancing like dog. Therefore, he says, Apunar Hita is Ishmael. How independence I can do? That I do not know. Real independence is, as Krishna puts in the Bhagavad Gita, Janmamati Darabhyadi Dukkha Dosanu Darsana. One who is intelligent will see that my real problem is the Mamitsu Garapati, but is told in the disease. So when we get free from this whole problem, that is real. Otherwise, there is no independence. I may dance with independence, but any moment, I shall have to leave my country, my society, my friends, my family, any more. Get out, leave, no, friends. That is my position. So that is in danger. So in order to know all these problems of life, anyone has to come in. So Sanatana Goswami is teaching us by his personal behavior how to approach the bona fide spiritual master and submit before him and putting himself front of breath. Not that I know something and what my spiritual master can teach. I know everything. There is no need of spiritual master. So, this will spoil our life. The beginning is that you must have not the so-called guru, but that is also given definition. Tasmād guruṁ prabhatyeta jityāsu se uttamau tābhi parītam isnākam brahmani upasamāsthayam. That is the symptoms of guru. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because we are discussing Chaitanya Chaitanya, he says that you become, all of you become guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haina Jaya Janma Sathya Kari Karo Karo. This is Indian mission. Paropaka, not exploit others to give something. That is Indian. That is Indian desire that he has to give something. He has nothing to care. He has to give something. And what is that? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Amara Gai Guru Haiya Taro Haiya. Even if he cannot deliver the whole world or very expansive area, at least wherever you are, you just deliver. Amara Gai Guru Haiya Taro Haiya. You become a guru by my order. So, one may say that I have no qualification. How can I become guru or how can I deliver this fallen person? So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't be disappointed. Amara gai guru hai ya taro hai ite, gare rakho tare kaho, Krishna ho. Simply, as messenger, as pure, to simply carry the messages of Bhagavan. Krishna ho. Then you become guru. Then you become guru. It is not to be that. It is the duty of every Indian not to forget their culture, but bring that culture here, wherever you are living. And behave yourself to that culture and teach others. That is Indian. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
There are any questions? I'd like to ask you about that.
Well, I just have one thing. You said about Gandhi, and you described it as a very big ego above. But you stated from Gandhi to your letter, this thing that the Gandhi wants you to come in on the country. But in India, during that period, I didn't see other religious people or the great leaders of India fighting for the country and leading so much.
Let me admit why you are bringing that question. I need to say that Gandhi gave the best service to you, but your country is so ungrateful that he killed it. That is my point. So the point is that the best service you can give, but you cannot satisfy everyone. That is material.
My question was that at some point you have to be in the service of the God, you have to be in the service of the family or of the country or something to serve.
So that I am already explaining, that Amara Gai Guru Haiya Taro, wherever you are, you deliver them. That is service. That is service. Wherever you are, either you are in the family or in the community or in the country or anywhere, you simply give them service, deliver them. Without service, how you can deliver them? And you haven't got to discover anything or make research. What is already there, Krishna over there, to teach them, that's all. He'll be delivered. You will be delivered, he'll be delivered. It is not at all difficult. Not that I have to manufacture some transcendental means. No. The already instruction is there. Krishna Rupa. Jare dakho tare paho Krishna. Then you deliver yourself, you deliver others also. That is the mission. So what we are doing, we are not discovering anything. We are simply presenting Bhagavad Gita as it. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi mahana namaskuru. We are teaching all over the world the same thing, that here is Krishna. You always think of him. You just offer your obeisances. You just become a devotee. Of Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta, madhyaji, worship. You are teaching. So there is no discovery. It is already here. So that we are carrying simply. Jare dakho tare kaho, Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta, madhyaji, manganamastu. Don't interpret. There is no need of interpretation. Then there is no authority of Bhagavad Gita. believe I am a third-class man if I interpret Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavad Gita has no authority. Bhagavad Gita should be preached as it is. Then you become guru, you can deliver.
Sometimes when you go preaching, people will not want to take Krishna consciousness. Sometimes they actually.
So if you want to take, then where is the question of preaching? Because they do not want to take, you have to preach. Otherwise, where is the necessity of preaching? You have to prepare yourself in such a way that nobody is dying for your Krishna consciousness. But you have to convince him that your life is spoiled without him. That is your capacity. They are under the clutches of Maya. If they are not open to hear about Krishna, don't waste your time. It's a simple thing. There are four things. For a teacher, there are four things. Ishvara tadagunesu balishesu visasucha prema matri kipu pitharya karati samadhava. When in the lower stage of devotional service, he cannot become teacher. When he is a little upper, second stage, he can become teacher. The teacher has to see four things. First of all, God, Ishvara, and tadagunesu, and those are devotees. God, his devotees, and Bali is innocent. He does not know anything else. The three, God, devotee, and the innocent, and Vishal, and envious, atheist class. He has to see four things, and he has to deal with four persons different. With God, he shall pray. How to advance my love for God. This day. Prema Maitri, and to the devotees, we have to make friends with it. Prema Maitri. And to the innocent, we have to preach. Kripa. He is an innocent person. He does not know. He is eager to learn their teachings. Teaching, you cannot teach God. But you cannot teach God's devotee. But you can teach only the innocent. And those who are bishop, atheist, upekha, don't go there. Save yourself. These are the four things. When one is not open to hear, then don't bother yourself. That requires very strong preacher to convince the atheist class. Provided he is reasonable also. If he is stubborn, obstinate, then it is also very difficult. But preaching is meant innocent, that one is actually sincere, but he does not know what is God, what my relationship with God. There is necessity of preaching. Not to be envious of those who are already at arms, or to God. This is it. Bali. Because they have become barasa. Especially in the foreign country, they become barasa. So that is the misfortune of India, that giving up their own culture and being misguided. So if they actually feel that they must maintain their own culture, then it is not difficult. It is the duty of every Indian, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilo Ja Janma Sarthak Kori Paro Paro. In that mentality is developed, that in India we are born, we have got the greatest culture recognized by all the world. So I must make my life successful by taking this culture and distribute it to the whole world. That is real Indian culture. They are thinking that their poverty is taken. Poverty is taken because they have given their own culture. There are poverty. Otherwise, there is no question of poverty is taken. So anyway, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that every Indian should take advantage of the great culture, Vedic culture, and make his life successful. And after acquiring mature knowledge, he should distribute the knowledge throughout the whole world. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By preaching? If you preach, then you will meet with so many obstacles. And you have to prepare yourself how to meet the obstacles. Then you become strong preacher. Resistance. There is no difficulty that if there is difficulty in this class of men, it is very difficult. So, test the innocent, those are actually eager to know. Everyone should be, that is the human life, Pathātva Brahmajñāsa, that is human civilization. Everyone should be inquisitive to know about the absolute truth, Brahma. But education is different. Nowadays, people are interested with hammer, how to play on hammer. There is no question of Brahma. Let Brahma go to hell now. Take out the hammer. That's Russian temple, hammer, and see. Yes? That means they misinterpret and they misguide. So people should be intelligent enough that they are impersonally, but Bhagavad Gita means Krishna, the person who is teaching, well, impersonal. But nobody has any common sense that Krishna says, Aham Adihi Bhutana, Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada. It's Aham, it's personal. So, how you can be impersonal? And he's talking personally with Bhagavad Gita. How is he impersonal? Can we have talk with him? Air is impersonal. Sky is impersonal. Can he talk with him? What do you think? So sometimes talk. So, we should have common sense that what is the question? And Krishna says in the second chapter, that, my dear also, both you, me, and all the soldiers and kings who are assembled here, we existed in the past. We are now existing, and we shall continue to exist in the future. So, three things. First person, second person, and third person. I am first person, you are second person, and all others, third person. that they existed individually in the past. They exist in now. And they will continue to exist like that. Then where is impersonal? There are three things, three different phases, past, present and future. In all the times, if that individual, where is impersonal? Radha Krishna has conduct Abhaktam Bhaktimapannam Mannatema Vabuddha. Those are rascals, they think Abhaktam impersonal. Now he has become personal. Abhaktam Bhaktimapannam Mannatema means individual person. Vabuddha. He has no intelligence. So how you can infer? So we have to take the words of Bhagavad Gita and then we understand why you should be misled by this so-called interpreter.
They say that if you develop yoga, you love of
but anyway, but Krishna, if you think of Krishna as a Krishna person, he's not in person.
No, but that is
they say that if you think of Krishna, Krishna is a person. So you have to begin with person.
But they also say one can go directly to
Brahma. Never said Krishna, never says in the Bhagavad Gita.
This is my basic.
Confusion, how you should be confused? Where is Krishna says? The basic one is impersonal. Krishna is teaching personally, where is impersonal? Why you should be misled unless you are also one of them? Krishna is always personal. He is always speaking Aam. Sarvadharma and Paritha. Maam ekam sarvadharma. Person. Aham madhihi jivana. Matta parataram nanya. Kinchidasti dharanya. Matta. This Aham sabda is used. So they misinterpret, just mislead people. Therefore, whole India has become godly. This is the misfortune of India. On account of this impersonalism, Mayavadi, India is now godless. Very difficult. So don't be misled by this rascals. Take care of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Very, very. That's all.
Bye.